Chapter 14. We had no choice. We had to leave. And we did so an hour later. The number of crabs crawling around the base was getting thinner and thinner, and it quickly became clear that they weren't proper sustenance for Banksy anyway. We waited until one of Bast's calm phases, and I peeled open the door. Banksy rushed out, practically bowling me over as he leaped off the platform and dove straight into the river of kaiju crap. He thrashed about, killing the handful of remaining crabs. They attempted to swarm, but Banksy was lightning quick, snapping back and forth, crunching them delightedly like a fox set upon a chicken coop. I received a token amount of experience each time he killed something. I'd have to sit down and figure it out, but I guess it was about 10% the experience I'd receive if I killed them myself. Actually, it was every time he ate something. There was a difference. He didn't gain experience by killing, only by eating. Luckily, I still pulled souls whether he ate them or not, as long as they were dead. I topped up my points from the dead crabs. Healing him was going to be a problem. Neither Clara nor I currently had a spell that would work on him. It wasn't until I hit level 20 would I have access to a spell entitled Heal Familiar. Level 20 seemed so far away. He slowly regenerated health on his own, but that didn't help us amid a battle. Apparently, Faye, like Clara, had a skill that would allow her to heal him once he obtained mount status, but that wouldn't happen for several levels. Banksy popped up out of the river, looking up at us.
Ah, come on!
Hold on, let me check the map.
So, what's the plan, boss?
We try to get out. If he follows his usual schedule, we have about an hour before Bast wakes up, and we don't want to be sloshing around in here when he does.
When she does. Bast is a girl.
That lion has a mane like a boy lion.
Maybe she's confused, but she's definitely a she. Her insides are all girl.
Huh. I guess you're right. Sure enough, the distinctive pattern of the female reproductive system was discernible from the map now that I knew what I was looking at. Anyway, our best bet is to go this way. I pointed roughly west, which was normally the direction down when she was awake. According to my map, Bast currently lay on her side, and the shortest path out of the monster was directly through the intestine wall, through the abdominal muscles, a thin layer of fat, and then her pelt, emerging right through her belly. The total distance was maybe 150 meters, though I didn't know how difficult it would be to get through the muscle. The larger parasite seems to avoid that area. I didn't know if that was a good thing or not. I widened my radar sweep of items in need of healing, and the way looked clear. The entire exterior of Bast glowed red. I didn't know what that meant, but it couldn't be good. Also, every time I pulled up the map, I received a warning about Bast being in dire health. What happens if the Guardian dies? Can they die?
Smash South's Guardian died all the time. He sat in the base and everything jostled around for a bit, and then it'd wake back up like 10 minutes later. I don't think it's a big deal. I know it didn't heal it back all the way up, though. It might move the kaiju to its own respawn location, but I'm not sure. I was always getting warnings about it being in poor health whenever we stepped outside. The parasites were much worse in that thing than in here. I just knew we weren't supposed to go out of the base while it was dead.
I returned to planning our escape. If this path didn't work, our next best bet was to travel the twisty intestinal river and climb right out of the kaiju's butthole. That was a much longer path, and it was a direction I wanted to avoid. A thick, parasitic infestation glowed near that area. We dropped into the muck. Banksy swirled about my feet as we trudged our way to the wall. Clara clung onto my arm. She was up to her chest in kaiju crap.
Ugh, I can't see shit in here. No pun intended. Do you have a light?
Don't worry, I can see in the dark.
Incision. Draw a line.
Okay, let me try this. I gotta cut through the intestine wall here. With my hand, I made a somewhat straight, horizontal line above the waterline. The skin glowed red and separated. the whole area suddenly glowed red. She was waking up.
I have a numbing skill in my surgery menu. We should probably use that next time.
Her hand glowed, and the red eased. Good idea. She still refused to tell me much about what she could and couldn't do, and I wasn't certain why. She refused to offer almost any information, even helpful information such as this, unless I asked directly. And even then, sometimes she refused.
Okay. Here we go. I'm going to push through. You two get in here. I'm going to seal it, and you're going to numb the area again if it doesn't take too much magic.
Oddly, the sensation of slipping through the wound was like trying to slip under the covers of a tightly made bed. Only the sheets were made of thick slices of wet roast beef. Surgical talents used soul points just like regular magic. I was tempted to not seal the wound to preserve my points, but I didn't want her waking up. Cauterize took 5% of my points, and incision was based on the length of the cut. The short slit appeared to have taken another 5%. Unless Banksy or I could kill something, it was going to be tight. We were pressed between the pulsating intestinal wall and the sinewy abdominal muscles. We had to slide ourselves along, heading back toward the stomach and liver area. Too far in the other direction, and we'd have to cut ourselves through the bladder, and I'd have to repair the kidney as well. There was only a small area where we could go without the danger of cutting through a major organ or artery. The veins and arteries that snaked around the muscles and the outside of the intestine glowed with a subtle luminescence, bright enough that my frame vision was randomly turning itself on and off. Clara's large eyes glowed in the darkness, and I knew she could see. Clara opened her bag and popped a piece of candy into her mouth.
That's how you refill your magic, isn't it? Eating.
She'd been hoarding food since she'd arrived. Her food box had a countdown timer of 15 minutes or so, and she'd completely filled her storage with all the food she could get. Everything that came out of it was some sort of candy or treat, given seemingly at random. She'd tossed away or simply eaten most of the bigger items like the candy apples and the Rice Krispie treats. The smaller, wrapped candies that came out more rarely went straight into her bag. She glared at me, and I thought she wasn't going to answer.
Sort of. I'm a fae, which means I can pull from two different schools of magic, wind and celestial. You only have 1 meter, your soul power, or whatever it's called. I have 2. With the surgical talents, I can choose which magic it gets drawn from. For the real spells, it's different. But for healing the kaiju, I get to pick. The wind power drains on its own, but it refills on its own too, depending on where I am. It's pretty much useless down here. It does refill, but randomly, and I'm honestly not sure why. I only drain it when I have to, mostly to cast that nipple spell to numb pain. I've been using my celestial power for the surgery stuff. I can refill it only by consuming the blood of a god.
And that's what that candy is?
It's congealed blood nuggets from the chained gods. They're actually angels. There's this whole storyline there. It has to do with the Radiance, and I don't know all the details. The city of Medina is built around the temple. Celestial power normally takes a long time to run out and is expensive to refill. Unless you have a food box.
It makes sense. Sort of. The whole magic system seems cumbersome and overwrought.
You're telling me. At least I'm not a brownie who only uses wind power. Worse, Radiant. They only use celestial power. That's just as bad.
Which ones are Radiance, again?
Angel bird things. They have falcon heads and are like that Horus dude. You know, the Egyptian falcon-headed god? I don't think they can fly, but their associated kaiju is one of the few who can.
God, it smells terrible. Here we are.
The wall looming to our left was the liver. Any further and we'd have to cut through. Several purple waypoints, indicating a deep parasitic infestation, glowed within. We had to stay far away from there. I indicated the line of the wall, a groove that was between the abdominal and the oblique.
I'm going to cut a hole deep enough for us to crawl through, but it's going to be a long cut. You numb as much as you can as we go through. I won't have time to heal her,
and hopefully my soul power won't run out before we get there. I shuddered at the idea of suffocating to death inside a tight sleeve of muscle. After the muscle is a thin layer of fat, and then the skin.
Make it as narrow as you can, just enough to get your shoulders through. We can rip a little if we have to. Man, I wish I had that incision talent.
I swallowed hard. Don't think about what you're doing. Just do it.
Incision.
It allowed me to plan the depth of the cut before I committed. I had to plan the cut around the tendons, which appeared to be as hard as steel. To get through the muscle took almost the rest of my soul power. I cut, and before Clara could cast her numb talent, Bast woke up.